Yeah, today's June 12th. I had my first check-in with Dr. Rachel yesterday. I'll have to bring this entire process up to where we are right now. I need surgery on my hip. And my insurance, the Medicare, they require a 4-month period to show progress or what I've been doing, what I've been eating, how things have been. So that's going to put me at about October 11th is the end of the 4 months. And then after that, there will be a gastric bypass surgery to lower my weight to get a hip replacement. I'm not a fat man. I'm big. I've been lifting in weight rooms for 35 years. The weight they want to get me to, I haven't been there since I was on the track team, sprinting every day, running for 3 hours. But I had 7% body fat in college for 5 years. And I know it's silly to have this, but I will gladly play their games if they can help me. And I do need the help. And going in to see Dr. Rachel, she kind of confused me more than anything. She gave me paperwork for after what happens after bypass surgery. And she wanted me to go to a meeting for people who are about to get the bypass surgery and what they're afraid of and all of this stuff, kind of like an AA meeting or something. But I'm not going to do that because that's in Bismarck and my car will probably blow up on the way there. And I can only walk about 30 feet. So that would prove to be difficult. I'm frustrated. The doctor who would or maybe will do my hip surgery is leaving Minot. And I don't know as far as who is going to replace him, take over his patients. I don't know any of that. I don't know if I'm going to have to go to Bismarck to get my hip done. I don't know if I have to go anywhere to get it done. And for me, with my mental disabilities, my goodness, it's really, really got my brain fried. I'm trying. All I can think about is, just eat these raw vegetables, eat nothing and try and lose, just make sure I keep my weight down as low as possible. But today was just one fucking day, and I'm losing my mind on it already. I went down and weighed myself, and I weighed way too much, it's silly how it's bad how much I weigh. I don't really care about dying, having a heart attack, but, giving my hip back for a couple of years, it's about all I really want. This has been quite the process, and I'm afraid it's going to stretch into 2019. I've written the whole summer off. You can't really go anywhere or do anything when you're using a walker. I can't sit in a chair. I get spasms, cramps. It's horrible. Just an incredibly high pain level. It really is terrible. And I, as the confusion mounted yesterday, I just thought, you know what? If this doesn't work out, I'm just going to fucking kill myself, and I just might do that. I just may do that. That is, that's an option that is mine to keep myself for myself. And, I don't know how much longer I have to be able to put up with this chronic pain. It's completely changed my personality. Inside I'm just roaring. I'm just on fire. The pain, it hurts, it stabs, but now It's hard to describe. Right now it feels like there's a softball lodged in between the ball and socket joint, and it ripped all kinds of tendons and everything in there. Yeah, that wasn't exactly well put. But I don't. I'm not a doctor, and I don't play one anywhere. Just incredibly down tonight, and I'm not foreseeing many good days for a long time. These are the days when we would just go talk to my mom, not get her upset about it, but just talk to her and be there. And she's gone, and I know that, but I'm still really having a hard time. So, yeah, I've gained a shit ton of weight after I lost all that weight when Mom died. And then I decided I didn't fucking care about anything that I ate. And that, if I would have kept watching my weight, I would probably have, well, I'd be much further along the way. It's difficult keeping four doctors pleased, telling them that, you know, if this doesn't work out, well, I'm just going to put a shotgun in my mouth. And I, dealing with, one certain, and there are people I'd have to deal with that I just hate, and I have to put on my smiley face and be very nice, and I can do that. But I don't know how much of me that is tearing away. I hurt internally. You know, it's the pain on the inside. Just feels like my internal organs are just laboring, absolutely laboring. And the blockage into your heart. You know, I was like, oh, 99%. Yawn. I would not doubt at all if I had a heart attack at some point in the next 4 hours, I don't know. But I just happen to do my best, give my best each day. You know, that's a wonderful thing that my mom taught me, is that you give your best each day, but each day your best is going to be different. So keep giving your best. And it may not be the same as the day before when you were really, really going, but it also is the most you can give. And if you try and give past that, well, then you're going to slowly lose your mind. I understand the depression, so, well, I don't understand it at all, really. I don't fucking get it. The brain, I don't know, doesn't do anything. I know what my doctors tell me. My doctor tells me, and I trust him. We have a good relationship, but Eon, sorry. I'm just very disheartened. So I'm going to sit here and look at a television for until I pass out. But, yeah. I almost wish I was. You know, I don't know. If I could just, you know, I just thought of being 6 months out from being in relief of anything is just absolutely crushing to me. And it'll probably be closer to 7 to 8 months, because I don't know where I'm going to get this done. I mean, they'll be down one doctor here in Minot, where I need to be to get my rehab done for 30 days. I go to Bismarck. I don't know where the hell I'm going to stay for 30 days. I know, that's going to, what, $5,000 to stay somewhere for a month? Christ, I don't have that much money. I'm disgusted with myself and the world, and I really don't have myself to... Well, no idea of myself to blame. My doctors are doing their best, and they're good at what they do, and I like them. But I'm going to try and do my best. This may be just an oral diary. God, that sounds like some fucking stupid-ass 8th grade transsexual term. I don't know. There's no vlog. This isn't a podcast. This is just an angry man who's wasted his fucking life coming to terms with injuries, with pain, with chronic pain that is never going to go away. Even after I get surgery on my hip, there is going to be pain. I won't be able to walk very far. But there won't be, you know, right now it's the 10 out of 10. You know, I'm dealing with 9 out of 10 right now, and I just took a handful of pills. Painkillers. Well, anti-inflammatories. You don't get painkillers anymore. No, you don't get any medication that can actually help you. Because the internet tells us, oh boy, don't give up those painkillers. Because even people have pain and they want it killed, they'll somehow hurt themselves. And all of that comes down is because we have more information from our wonderful technology. Nothing has changed. There's been no increase. It's just now that there is, that there are the numbers, that there is are the numbers saying, whoa. Well, it was the opioids that killed him. Opioids is just a stupid word, just the opiates that killed that person. You know, if you're gonna kill yourself with pills, well, and they don't give you those pills, but you're gonna find another way to do it. And I think ideally, if and more likely when I take myself out of this shit world, I would think it was awesome. I'd just take a bottle of Oxycontin, and or God, anything, any painkiller. Yeah, I'd take the whole thing, and eat a piece of ice cream cake, and slowly drift off into sleep that I wouldn't wake up from, and end this experience. I still don't know what happens, where we go after we die. I don't think we go anywhere, really. But that's a sad thought. Well, just after, you know, not even 6 months after my mom died, it feels better to think, oh, she's up with her sister having fun in heaven, or in whatever place happens to be. Yeah. So the afterlife, I really don't know. And religion, I don't know. So I am a-religious, and if there is an afterlife, and it's great, cool. Cool as hell. And then, if it's bad, well, I don't know, it's okay. What's going to happen is, you know, of course, there is no fate, there's nothing happens for a reason, and that's true, nothing does happen for a reason. Two beautiful little fucking kids that I know by proxy of a friend were killed this weekend for a series of events that are 1.64 billion in happening. But signing off here, it's about god awful early on a Wednesday morning. First half of June, mine on North Dakota. It's perfect weather. Sleeping's gonna be great. But I'm jaded. I'm mean. I really like a girl named Sarah, but she just went through hell with our last relationship, and I'm not gonna push anything like that. She just wants to hang out with people, and that's great. And if nothing happens from that, that's fine too. I have my problems with women, and if I ever have a breakup like I did, it'd kill me. I can't take another thing like that. That still hurts. That was 20 years ago. But anyway, what I'm concentrating on is, what I'm obsessing on is, keeping my weight where I am, not gaining one more ounce, and, doing my best, but I really can't see a lot of, anything positive right now, regardless of where it would come from. So that's, this is, day one. Well, I've been dealing with the hip pain for 4 years, and now there's absolutely zero cartilage in there, so we'll just call it 4 years and day two, since June 11th is it's a very key time for me. So, we'll just do that, and, once October 11th comes, or in late August or September, when I talk to Paula to get the bariatric guy bypass surgery at, I don't even know what it's called fully, but, she's gonna help me set that up with Dr. Helbling, and I want to get this done. I will be as patient as I can. And I can't show any weakness to any of my doctors, and I can't talk about it to anyone but Dr. Bell, otherwise they won't do it. They'll think I'm mentally unstable. And, I have my unstable moments, but I can hold it together, you know. I mean, when I talk about things, I can't tell people, especially doctors. I don't care about telling anybody else. They can fuck off. But doctors have things that I need. And they're good. They're good people. Great people. And they're helping me out. But I certainly wish Dr. Joshi would just kind of... Well, he will. He'll make sure it's all cool. He's a good man. Peace, love, and cake. Take care of myself, and, well, I'm gonna try and take care of someone else. It's all a big adventure. A terrible, terrible fucking adventure. Like the Pequod going down, and only Ishmael, who's an asshole, made it off the boat. You're gonna need a bigger boat. I'm gonna need a bigger knee. Not knee, I'm going to need a repaired hip. God, don't leave Blue with Jaws reference. Need someone to talk to, but there's no one. There's no one who actually can stand to listen to the horror that I have right now. So, it's late, early, however you want to look at it. 2:07 a.m. and it is 6:13. Trying to do my best here on the kind of keeping a world diary. Maybe after I die or something horrible happens. Yeah, you know. It's not worth being decoded or having a documentary about, but you know, I'm interested. I am above all anything. I'm not much anymore. Worthless. But I'm interesting. And that is the truth. I'm interesting. I have big pectoral muscles. And I'm good at analyzing and critiquing literature. But anyway, hip. Hip. Lower that weight. And, eat those apples. Stay away from the bananas.